Welcome to Not Like a Regular Mum, the podcast. I'm Lucy.
And I'm Kate, your internet besties, here to remind you that you're so much more than just a mum.
So grab your coffee and settle in for a weekly catch up with us.
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Not Like a Regular Mum.
Hey everyone.
You are here with me and Lucy, your internet besties. We have again had such a lovely response. Obviously we're still getting used to this podcast life, but we're having so much fun. We were just saying how everything at the minute that happens, we're like, oh, content, maybe we can chat about this. Speaking of which, I do have a little question to start off this week's podcast.
Oh, straight in with the content,
you,
Kate.
Specifically, how do you grate an egg?
Oh my god, I feel like this has become a really controversial post. And I was not expecting it. So guys, you need to follow me on Instagram for this one. But if you go over to my Instagram profile, you may or may not have seen it already. I did an avocado toast, but instead of just putting an egg on top, I grated an egg on top.
I was mesmerized by it. I just couldn't work. So I'm really excited for you to explain to us all how you grate an egg, because I wouldn't have a clue.
So my TikTok is obviously serving me completely different content to you.
It's not with the cooking.
Apparently it's a viral thing. I do watch like quite a lot of like foodie things. It kept coming up on my TikTok, so unfortunately it's not my creation. You obviously have to cook the egg. So I feel like everyone was like, what? I don't understand how you're grating this egg. And then it's like not falling apart.
I did get that you cooked it first. Like, I didn't think you were like cracking the egg and then grating the
It's literally you just boil an egg for like till it's boiled and then grater.
Super hard boiled egg.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say super hard boiled. It was like 9 minutes, just a boiled egg, and then grate it. It's not really much more to it.
Does it taste good?
Tastes unreal. And it just tastes completely different to having a normal egg, but I don't know why. It's almost like, you know how like jacket potato tastes completely different to like mashed potato?
Mm. Yeah.
It's kind of like that. And something in my head just made me feel really happy inside. But so many people were commenting on it like, they were like, no. Or like, why would you do that? Or why not? Yeah, I have a lot of avocado toast with egg on top, and I thought I'm just gonna make it different. Exactly. And now I can't stop.
I'm really upset actually, because I had avocado and egg on toast just yesterday, and the idea obviously went out of my head. But I could have grated the egg and tested it out. I'm gonna try it this week because it looks really good. I just couldn't get into my head how you could, because maybe I have my eggs really, really soft because it would just like fall apart, and maybe I need to just boil it a bit more. But I will test it out and I'll report back.
I would like your feedback.
I'll give you my feedback on if I think it tastes different to a normal hard-boiled egg, and if I can even manage to grate it, because I just think it's a skill level that I may not possess. But anyway, how are you, Liz? Apart from your egg grating skills, what have you been up to?
I'm all right. I feel like, we have discussed it last week, the weather is affecting me. I wouldn't say I'm not depressed or anything like that. I've actually just come out of a really good gym class, which really gears me up for the week. It's Thursday. But I am looking out literally directly out into my garden, and I don't actually think any more rain could possibly be coming out of the sky than there is now. Like, it's literally flooding.
It's crazy. As you said it, it's like a joke. The sun's come out for the first time all day, but the rain is pouring, but it suddenly got really bright.
Look, your face is all sunny.
Yeah, it's like, I'm going to show you. I'm not raining. I'm not bad. It'll go away in a minute, I'm sure, but it is pouring here, and it's just depressing.
It's not the one, and I've looked at the forecast, and I feel like this is it for the week, so I'm just going to have to deal with it. So yeah, I'm okay. I just feel like, it's really rainy and not that great. This week has been, I wouldn't say I've done loads. It's been quite a worky week for me. Got a lot on, so I've been doing that. My kids, I wanted to bring up something that is happening in my house right now. Perhaps I need advice. Perhaps I just need to let someone else know. But basically, at the beginning of the week, Harry started, like, you know, the kids, like the older ones especially, they make noises all the time. I don't know if this is just my kids, but they're just constantly making, like, whether it's like a Ronaldo noise going soo or like whatever he says, or don't know, he's just like making weird noises or like just shouting random things while he's in his room. Beginning of the week, he started shouting what sounded like banana, and he was going banana, banana, like constantly. And Scott kept going, shut up, like stop shout. What is it that you're shouting? Then I've realised he's shouting Punani. Yeah. So he's shouting Punani. So like, not Punami, like on the Pampers advert. Punani, as in like the vagina Punani that Ali G made famous in the noughties. So obviously that was one thing. I don't know what he's got it from. He didn't know what it meant.
No.
And obviously then what happens is the three-year-old then starts to copy what the 10-year-old is saying. So I've now got Harry shouting Punani and Felix shouting Punani, Punani, just literally every day, all day. And so I may have made a mistake here, and I've actually told them what Punani means. So I'm like, Harry, you're shouting vagina. And I was thinking in my head, he'll be like, oh, I don't want to shout that.
Yeah.
But instead, he's finding it freaking hilarious and is constantly shouting Punani. I don't really know what to do. I'm just like, do I just ignore it? I'm like, stop. But they just think it's really, really, really funny.
Such a tough one, isn't it? I think you did the right thing in telling him what it means, because I would have done the same thing again, thinking that they'd be like, oh, I don't want to be shouting that out. But they're boys, so they find things like that hilariously funny. I mean, I am actually finding that hilariously funny, but I don't have to listen to it and have the risk of them shouting it out in a shop, maybe, which would be funny. I don't know if I should admit this, because I feel like this one is even worse. Maybe some of our followers can relate to this. I have had a few other people say their kids have done the same. I don't know where they get it from. Well, I do. It's from school. But I don't know how it spreads around different schools and areas of the country. Oh, God. Maybe I shouldn't admit this. Mine come home from school and say things like, "Oh, Daddy."
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm not even joking. I'm not even joking. Harry is doing this. So I don't know where this has come from. Mate, it's making me want to puke. They're going, "Oh, Daddy." Or they're like, "Oh," just going, "Oh," like that.
Yes. Oh, yes. Why? Why are they doing that? Oh, my God.
Honestly, mine are doing it. And his best friend that comes around, he does it as well. And me and his mum are literally like, "You need to stop. Like, this is really bad. Like, obviously I can't say you're making sex noises, because he's 10 and actually doesn't know what that is yet."
No.
But don't worry, because one of my friends I mentioned this to at the gym, and actually her little girl has been doing it as well.
God.
So I feel like it must have come from some kind of YouTube short that they've watched or something. Yeah.
It's
unbearable.
From somewhere, like those things when you were back in school, I mean, not sex noises, but there was things in school that were said or done, and everyone's school seemed to know it. You know, I can't think of anything in my head right now, but I don't know why it has to be this. Unlike the Punani situation, like you said, you can't say you're making an orgasm noise, because they don't understand what it is, and you can't really explain that. So I've been just saying, when you're older and I tell you did this, you're going to be really embarrassed, because it's...
Oh, that's a good idea.
But they don't care. It has worn off a little bit, because this has been going on for quite a while now. But yeah, same. It's just not appropriate, and I just don't know what
to do. I can't believe that your kids are doing it. I honestly can't believe that yours are doing it as well. That makes me feel so much better. I was actually chatting to my friend the other day who has a boy who is 12, and he basically... bless him, came to his mum and said, "Oh, I've had a wet dream." And I was like, "Oh my God, I totally forgot about wet dreams." Like, I don't have brothers. I am a girl family. I've got nieces. This is not my realm. I'm literally like, I don't know what to do. That's only a couple of years older than our boys. And I'm just like, what? I don't even know what a wet dream is.
I know, and between us, there's five of them, and we...
I know.
So it's not the nicest
That's
thing.
That's a lot of wetness.
Oh, I don't want to know. I'm not going in their rooms after
Let's just scrap that subject, yuck.
Yeah, I'm not going in their rooms once they turn 12 or whatever it is. I mean, no, thank you. So this week, I put out a little question yesterday, actually, on my Instagram, asking you guys, what is the funniest / craziest thing your toddler has ever had a tantrum about? Because I just find this subject so, so funny. I'm sure I've asked it before over the years and got hilarious responses, and you guys did not disappoint. But it actually started because a couple of days ago, Finley, my toddler, who is two, had a tantrum because I wouldn't let him wipe his proper spot.
I think that is brilliant.
I really didn't know what to say to him. I was like, get out of the bathroom. There's been a lot of toilet talk in this video and this podcast so far.
Yeah, there has. A lot of boy chat
and bums and willies. And I was like, leave him alone. He's going to the toilet. And he was like having a full-on breakdown because I wouldn't let him wipe his brother's bum. But there has been some funny... He's getting to that age where it is quite funny. Yesterday... He had a tantrum because I wouldn't let him chew on a tube of grip fill. Obviously, he wants to eat the grip fill, and I won't let him. He just literally had to, it was unused. I'd just been to B&Q and bought it. You know, they like, do you know what I mean? Grip fill, and it has the long tube on it.
I know what you mean, yeah.
So he just had a plastic bit, and he was like trying to eat the top of it. I was like, no, you can't have that. And then full on breakdown on the floor crying. This was a couple of weeks ago. He put his brother's BMX helmet on. He was going, out, bike, out. And he had a breakdown because I wouldn't let him ride on his BMX, which he doesn't have because he's two. And he wouldn't listen to me. He was like, I was like, you don't have a bike. You don't have
one. Oh, love him.
And he was going, oh, bike, out, bike. Bless him. So I'm going to have to get him a bike now.
I feel like it's quite difficult because like we're quite similar with these age gaps.
Yeah,
where the babies, I mean, I still call him a baby.
I know
Felix is 3.5, but he's the baby, so I feel like the baby wants to do what Harry's doing constantly. Harry plays out quite a lot. We live in like a really nice little secure cul-de-sac, and there's a lot of kids here. It's really good, really lucky. So he's quite often out the front, not so much over the winter, but when it was a little bit dry the other day, they were all out there again straight away. Felix is like, I'm going out to play. I'm going out to play basketball. And it was getting a bit dark. I don't mind Harry being out there when it's getting dark because obviously there's street lights and he's obviously a bit older and more responsible.
Yeah.
But I was like, Felix, mate, you can't. Like, it's literally almost dark. You're not playing basketball. And he's convinced. He's literally like, no, I'm a big boy. And he just always says that. He's like, I'm a big boy. And I'm like, no, you are a big boy, but you're also quite little still. You're only 3. And he's like, I'm a big boy. And it's just, but I feel for him. I get it. Like, I was the younger one in my family and my sisters were a lot older and were allowed to do everything that obviously I probably couldn't do. But yeah, it's tricky.
Sometimes the boys play on the front drive as well, and then Finn will be sitting in the window like, I want to go out. And like,
I know.
It was more when they were riding their bikes, so it would have been more dangerous than anything for him to just be like stood outside. But yeah, I do feel for them, bless them. They do think they're so grown up. But yeah, I think we're always going to call the little ones the babies, aren't we?
The babies.
I got some really good ones. Did you get any before I read mine out?
Yeah, so obviously it was on yours, so I kind of sent people over to you, but I did get one. So I'm not going to, this is actually from someone I know, so I'm not going to, she sent it and then was like, let's make that anonymous. So she said, my little girl had a tantrum because she wanted to take her daddy's really big willy into school for show and tell.
What do you say to that?
I love the way she said really big willy. Like, she's literally put it in the, in like speech bubbles as if like, this is exactly what she said.
Oh my God. How funny is that?
I just went back to my friend and was like, well, that's learned behaviour. So she's obviously picked that up from mummy.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to read some out that you guys sent me. First of all, my now 16-year-old daughter, again, same topic.
My
16-year-old daughter wanted a willy for Christmas and couldn't understand why Santa couldn't bring her one. Do you know who that's from?
Was it your mum?
No. Guilty.
Was it not? I was actually being serious.
No. Do you know who it's from? It's from your sister.
Oh my god, do you know what? I nearly oh my god, my niece is gonna kill me now because as soon as you said it, that's so funny. She won't listen to this. She's 16 and too cool.
So I thought that was
well, if you don't put it on. As soon as you said it, in my head I was like, oh my god, my niece also did that.
But no, you thought it was me.
Yeah, sorry.
Every Christmas, did I get one? No.
Honestly, my niece every year was like, I want a Willy. Yeah. As well, she used to say, if you were like, what do you want to be when you grow up? She'd always say she wanted to be a husband.
Right. Let me see what other ones I got. There were some great ones. Because I cut up an apple that he asked me to cut up and then decided he wanted it full again.
Every day. Every day.
Like that.
That's standard in my house.
This one's a non. Daughter threw a tantrum because I wouldn't let her lick bin juice off the floor. Again, what a terrible mother.
There is nothing worse than bin juice. I think if you paid me, I would not lick bin juice off the floor. Oh,
smell of it. Oh no, awful, awful.
Disgusting. That is a good one. Ugh.
I wouldn't let her eat cat food. And Non said, meltdown in the pharmacy for a packet of condoms thinking they were sweet. I mean, they do, they the packaging is quite brightly coloured. Similar to my one, that he wasn't allowed to wipe my bum. I think they just want to be like grown ups, don't they, and do things they see grown ups do.
Although they don't want to wipe their own bums.
No, they don't want to wipe their own bums. They want to wipe everyone else's. We're at that stage at the minute where I'm kind of like, should we start potty training? I don't really think he's ready. But we've got the potty anyway and keep like encouraging him if he wants to go on it. But no, he doesn't want to go on that. He just wants to clean up everyone else's toilet. My youngest had a tantrum because the shower she was in was too wet. Again, what do you say to that? You are right.
It's like when they're a bit moody or something and they're like, I want to cuddle. But then I like cuddle them and they go, don't touch me. Like, I can't cuddle you without touching you. Like, I don't really understand what you want from me.
My friend Charlotte said her son's best tantrum was that his shadow wouldn't stop following him around the car.
Oh, that's actually really cute. That's really cute.
Around. Oh, bless his heart.
That must be super frustrating.
I know. Anyway, that made me laugh so much. So please do keep your funny stories coming in to us because we always love listening to them.
Right. So I have got a bit of a conundrum. I'm in a bit of a situation.
Okay.
I really want to watch One Day on Netflix. Is it on Netflix? I think One Day's on Netflix. Have you watched it?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
I put it on my Instagram story actually last night and loads of people were messaging me. So if you've seen it, you'll probably understand why I'm in a bit of a situation because I have read the book and I've seen the film. Do you know what it's about?
Okay, so I'm just going to make a quick confession here. I haven't read the book and I haven't watched the Anne Hathaway movie, but I've always wanted to. It's one of those weird things. If I know a film's sad before going in, I put it off, even though I'm like, oh, that does sound really good. And I've read the synopsis. So I'm kind of with you with knowing what it's about, but I'm not like fully in it, but I really want to watch it. But
do you know what happens at the end or not?
Yes, I do.
Right, I'm not going to say it anyway because obviously you don't want to ruin it for anyone, but yeah, it's really sad. And then so I was not okay when I read the book. I wasn't okay when I saw the film. But something in me is telling me to watch the series, and I think it's because it's so hyped up at the moment. It's everywhere. Everyone's talking about it. I think I've even seen Netflix have created WhatsApp group that you can do, a broadcast channel on Instagram, and it's called One Day Support Group. And I'm like, oh my god, is this that bad? And then people are like saying that they're crying for like 3 days over it. I'm a bit of an emotional wreck anyway. I think it's the wrong time of month for me to be watching it. Like, I'm on that lead up to the period. So probably not the best time. So I'm thinking, get my period out of the way and watch it in my luteal, is that what we call it? My luteal phase. But I feel like I just need to watch it because I feel really left out. I love watching like popular stuff. But yeah, I just wanted to know if you'd seen it and what you thought.
Yeah, but I'm a bit the same. It sounds silly to admit, but when I knew that it was sad, I had to kind of check, well, why, what the trigger warning is. That's why I've read the synopsis of it. But sometimes you just need to watch something sad if you can cope with it. And like you say, you're kind of like in the right place. If you're in a really bad place, then no. Or at certain times of the month, it might be good. But there are those movies. Like, have you ever seen A Walk to Remember?
Yes. Oh, I love that film. So sad though.
I used to, on a Friday, go to the video shop and rent a video.
Blockbuster!
It wasn't Blockbuster, it was literally like a little video, but basically, yeah.
Little independent one.
It was a little one. Yeah. So cute. I miss things like that, but then obviously much more convenient nowadays. And I loved Mandy Moore. I don't think Princess Diaries had come out at that point, so maybe I didn't really know who Mandy Moore was, but anyway, I just thought, oh, the cover of that, that's a rom-com, that's going to be good. Got it, watched it. Absolutely had a breakdown over it because it was so sad. But it's one of those films that it's so sad, but you love it, and it like has a really special place in my heart. And I haven't watched it for a very, very long time. But if I ever really needed a good cry, I'd put that on. So I can see this being like a similar thing. And I've heard so many things that it probably is worth a watch. Yeah.
That reminds me, just talking of like films we used to watch when we were younger that were sad and stuff. Did you ever used to watch the film Beaches? This is a really old film.
No, because again, like I was tricked into watching A Walk to Remember because I didn't know anything about it. But things like Beaches, Stepmom, anything like that, I'm like, no, I'm not watching it. Like, so I am really bad. I'm awful. Especially if it's got an illness, I'm no.
Yeah, I think for you, that's a bit of a different thing, though. Like, you obviously get health anxiety, so I think it's better to protect yourself.
Yeah.
You know.
But then A Walk to Remember should be literally my worst nightmare of a movie.
Yeah, actually, you're so right.
But I love it. It's weird. It's very weird. I don't know.
So I'm taking it that you haven't watched My Sister's Keeper.
No. No.
Fucking don't ever watch that. No. That was traumatizing. Actually, to be honest, I don't think I could even watch that again now, knowing what I know now. Like, obviously it's a cancer story, and my husband had cancer, so it's although it wasn't anything like the story in that film, I do find stuff like that a bit more kind of triggering these days.
Oh, 100%. Imagine.
God, this got really dark.
It's gone from bums and willies to really dark stuff. But
anyway, perhaps we'll both have to try and watch one day at some point, and then we can catch up on what we thought.
With one day, that's really bad because, well, I think that's not as hateful and triggering, but it is, and it's triggering for me. But then, this is probably a chat for a whole another podcast episode. I can sit and watch hours of true crime documentaries.
Oh, absolutely.
But again, that makes no sense. I don't know.
No, I get it. Because me and Scott watched a true crime last night. I'm trying to think what it was called. It was really good and infuriating. It was on Amazon Prime. And it was called something Swipe, the Swipe Killer or something like that. It was basically about a gay guy who got away with murdering loads of people through drugging them. And it was all about how the police basically, it was British, it was in Barking. If you could, I'll try and like find it and link it or something. But it was really, really good. But then me and Scott were a bit like, why do we like watching shit like this? Like, it was so messed up. Like, but then I feel like there must be something in us that is satisfied by watching really messed up stuff. But I don't really know why.
I know. I am starting to be quite concerned about myself. If it wasn't quite a big phenomenon and a lot of, especially women, were watching true crime, I would be very concerned about myself right now. But I do console myself by, like, lots of people like watching this genre. But I've heard, for women in particular, the psychology behind it is you watch it to almost learn and protect yourself, which again is quite hard.
Okay.
But it's almost like
your subconscious.
Yeah, you're like arming yourself with ways that someone might do something, or it's quite a horrible thoughts.
Although I really do think it does the complete opposite, and it instills fears, like literally new fear unlocked every single time.
I know. Very weird. Maybe someone can explain to us what is going on there psychologically, or maybe we don't want to know. I'm not sure.
Exactly. But if you do have any true crime recommendations, then I'm always on the lookout for a new one. So let us know if you've got any good ones. I listened to what's it called? They Walk Among Us. If you ever listened to that, it's a podcast, true crime podcast. That's a good one.
No, but I will listen to it.
It's a different thing every week, and it's basically about something true crime, and it's different every time. It's really, really good. So again, we have been wittering on for half an hour now, okay, and I am starving. Scott's actually making a recipe that he saw on Instagram, which is really unlike him. Yeah, he saw it on this really, really popular Instagram. He's actually making, it's called avocado bread, and it's like avocado eggs and cheese.
Great today.
And and you cook it in the air fryer and you make like this weird bread. So, but this is really unlike him. Like he doesn't do stuff like this. So I'll let you know how that goes.
To work out like every single different combination of avocado bread and egg. Are you trying to come up with some kind of cookbook? Or
just seems to be our regular diet at lunchtime.
It's not just a regular avocado toast.
This is a grated egg avocado toast.
Oh, well, you can do that. I'm going to go grate an egg and see how that works out for me. And we will see you all next week.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye, guys.